Blog Talk Radio.
These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name.
And we shall all in unity say, amen and amen. And I just thank you once again for tuning in tonight. God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And our sermon on tonight entitles The Music of Joy. I'd like to say that one more time. The Music of Joy. And I preach key scriptures coming from the law of Nehemiah 12 and 43. And it reads like this. God has made them rejoice with great joy, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. That was found in the law of Nehemiah 12 and 43. Hallelujah. And I'd like to ask you, you that are out there in my podcast listening audience tonight, have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed and sullen, but who are perpetually joyful and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of endless series of tragedies. Some of them are imprisoned in bodies wrapped by disease and terrated by injury. Others endure family turmoil, economic hardship, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, they seem to be a continuous revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this authentic, victorious living is found in Psalms 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in delighting in and meditating on the Word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That's found in the law of John 6 and 63. In the words of God, one can find renewed joy. One can find renewed hope. One can find renewed peace. One can find renewed contentment. One can find renewed strength. One can find renewed passion for life. God's word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by the stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction and serving others. And our prayer should be, Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful and that I may glorify you. Hallelujah. Amen. And one thing God alerts us in our heart is to count your many blessings. God urges us not to brood over the riches of our neighbor, but to focus on the many blessings we actually do possess. That's wise counsel, provided that we realize our spiritual wealth is in Jesus. It's immeasurable, more valuable than any other material possessions. God didn't give us the Bible as a guidebook for happiness. Yet it tells us how we can be eternal and joyful, and how we can experience joy on our way to that eternal happiness. So it's enlightening to compare biblical truth with common sense advice. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Great gain. Paul wrote to Timothy 6:6. the apostles wanted his protege to understand that being grateful for the basic of life would help keep him from the trap of covetousness. So let's focus on the wonders of God's grace, training ourselves to make a spirit of gratitude, pervading our lives the way to experience joy today and to be forever joyful. When you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. Count your many blessings, and soon lose count. Hallelujah. And we find out that in the music of joy, we hear the great sound of praise. And reminded me of what is described in today's Bible reading, the book of Nehemiah. Begins with a confession. Continue with a construction project. And ends with a concert. And this entire story is a study in God's faithfulness and power. After years of hard work, despite oppression, the walls of Jerusalem was built at the dedication. Two Thanksgiving choirs stood on the wall to praise God. We are told that the singers sang loudly. God had made them rejoice with great joy, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. That's found in the law of Nehemiah 12:42-43. We know that joy cannot be contained. It must break out in praise to God through songs of thanksgiving. Whether those who hear our point of joy understand it or not, it will resound as a chorus that cannot be ignored. The music of lives live out in praise to God. So let us celebrate together. Lift our voice in one accord. Sing of God's grace and mercy and the goodness of the Lord. Each new day gives us new reason to sing God praise. And I would say to you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight, whatever you have or you have not, I would suggest you to thank God for whatever he has enabled you to partake of. Well, we find out there are people that don't even have a home. They're sleeping under bridges. They're sleeping on business stair steps. Some of them are sleeping in man-made tents. Some of them are friendless. Don't even have a friend to call their own. Their loneliness. They don't even have food to eat. They're ravishing through garbage pails and garbage cans to survive. But yet you have a warm place, warm bed to lay down in at night. You have food in your refrigerator. You have food in your cabinetry. Yet you have a lot to be thankful for. And we're talking about tonight being thankful. We're talking about the music of joy. And we know that whatever we have is a gift from God. It wasn't anything we earned, but it was given through God's good grace and mercy. And we shouldn't take God's grace and mercy for granted. For we know that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So you can count it all joy to know that God looked beyond you and our faults, and he continues to see our needs. Yet we have a song, and that's the music of joy. Hallelujah. And you can be assured that whatever you're going through, there are people worse than all as you and I. There are people with a head and with half of a body. There are people with legs but no features to stand up. There are people with eyes but yet they're blind and cannot see. So you have a reason for the joy of music on tonight. You have the right. You have the ability to sing praises through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he is the one that made all things possible. So if I was you, I would sing God music and to praise him with joy and contentment. Because you could be one of those that with no food, no clothes. You could be just another number. Hallelujah. But God said he wouldn't let it be. And you can consider it all joy to know that Christ looked beyond all of our faults, yet he continually to provide for our needs. So I would encourage you tonight, whatever you're going through, some of you might have lost loved ones during this season we're entering, Thanksgiving season. You might have lost a loved one. But I would ask you to count it all joy, for you are still here. God never makes a mistake. We know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. So this is a season to be thankful, to have a gratitude of thankfulness, and to attribute God with the music of joy. Hallelujah. And we know that this time of season, even for myself, is a lonely season. Because just like some of you, I too have loved ones that's gone on, including my mom, my father, my two sisters, two brothers, and the list goes on and on. But I continue to count it joy because God left me here for a reason. That reason is to distribute the divine word of God. And I'm intending to distribute the word of God to every crack and every crevice allowed and given unto me. Before God returns in that rapture, I want the word of God to have went out through the utmost part of the earth. So in this Thanksgiving season that's approaching and that's almost upon us, we can give thanks to God that we are not alone. God is our comforter. In the time of loneliness, God is a comforter. And I would like to take this opportunity now to pray for those that have lost loved ones in this week and last week. Father God, I'm asking you to touch those that hearts are heavy right at this place and time. Lord, we're asking you to console their hearts, God. We ask you, Lord, to walk every step of the way in their journey, in their time of despair, God, in their time of condolences, God. We ask you, Father God, to heal them, God, and only you can do. We're asking you, God, to just preserve them to go on, God, in spite of their loss, to serve you wholeheartedly, God, to thank you for what they have. But we all know that death knocks at each one of our doors in this lifetime, and yet the one that we love so dear. But God, I'm asking you, if you will, to console their heart and mind on tonight. Give them strength to endure, Father God. We will be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praises. These and other prayer petitions we place at your feet, Father God. We will be so mindful to give your name all the glory. We take no glory, God, in anything that your hand is in, God, for you deserve all the glory, all the honor, God, and all the praises are due unto you. We will be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. And we shall all say amen and amen. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been Old Ship of Zion. You can make your correspondence attention to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye, far.